Blog Talk Radio.
Ashe, welcome, welcome, welcome to True Talks with Ofeofe. And this is your host, Ofeofe. And today we're going to be talking about our hot topic entitled Spiritual Exchange, Spiritual Transfer of Destiny. So let's get right into it, you know. When you talk about spiritual exchanges, spiritual destiny, first thing you want to know, well, what is your destiny? And a lot of people, you know, today, in this age that we're living in, are searching to find themselves. You know, we're living in the spiritual age that they call the age of Aquarius. And in this spiritual age, you know, a lot of things are going to be revealed to people. People are going to be searching, trying to find themselves, trying to know, well, hey, what's my place in the world? Where do I go? And just to elevate yourself in terms of your quality of life that you're living. So a lot of people are searching, and a lot of people, particularly the dark-skinned people, they're going to what is called Ifa. That is a spiritual system that is practiced worldwide by many different groups of people in many different places. And so they're going to this places. We're going to these places where we're trying to find ourselves, find our roots, and, you know, just to really help us understand, listen, who am I? And, you know, what are the good things I have that can, you know, that I need to know about myself that I can use to make my life better, to actualize my life, right? To make my life be the best that it can be. You know, so it is said in Ifa, you know, out of the Yoruba way, that One more. I gotta take this call. Talk. I'm back with you, and I hope that you can get in, because someone just called and said they try to get into the show and it's saying no shows are scheduled. So let me look at my board here and see. Let me go into the studio and see what's up here. Interesting. I don't understand what's going on. What's going on? Oh, boy. Well, I don't know. I'm seeing me live on Blog Talk, so I don't know what's going on here. I'm in the studio, live and direct, and for some reason, the people are not seeing me, or not hearing me, or can get into the show. Oh boy. I'm sorry, audience. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on with this Millie here right now, but let me see if I can get it straightened out real quick. Okay. Okay. So you're wondering what's going on here, buddy. Let me go here and see if I can get in here. Episodes. Let me see. The audio clip studio. Okay, yeah, people are texting me, letting me know, like, hey, I can't get in the show. Oh my God, what's going on? Okay. Let me see. Oh boy, oh. This is interesting. Okay, I'm even hearing myself. All right, I'm hearing myself. All right. Okay. Block Talk, I'm on the air, I'm in control. And, okay. Is there some sort of spiritual exchange going on for me right now? Oh my God, you know? You never know. Okay, I got a message. Queen Pharaoh, you're sending me a message. Where is your message? Uh-huh. Okay, it says 11 people are on Facebook here with me. But I am, let me see, let's sign on here. Action needed, you all, keyframe too low. Okay, I don't even know what the hell is that. Okay, we're going to try and figure this out. Block Talk Radio people, I don't know what's going on with you and me, but we're going to see how we could work this out. Still on the line, Block Talk. I'm still on the line. All right, sorry about that. You know what I did? I didn't click back. I was on hold the whole time. I hope you're hearing me now. Give me a hands up, a heads up if one, just press one on the control so I can know you're hearing me, okay? All right, do that for me so I can know you are hearing me. All right, 47708. Okay, let me bring somebody on. Or you just giving me the shout out. I'm going to bring 708. I'm going to bring you on, okay? Seven oh eight, are you hearing me? You're live on Block Talk Radio. 708.
Yes.
You're hearing me now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you awake? You wanted to ask a question?
No. Question. No.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'll put you back and just continue to listen. Thank you. All right, area code 201. I'm bringing you on. You raised your hand or you just giving me a heads up? 201?
Just giving you a heads up.
On the air?
Just giving you a heads up.
Heads up, okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's continue our discussion here because I want y'all to understand some things, okay, about how your destiny can be changed. Even the Odus speak about things like this, you know. Everybody know what the Odus are. Those are the divination signs of Ifa. And, you know, we have 256 of them. You know, I say 257 because, you know, Ori is an Odu itself, you know, but that's what debate for other days. Okay, I gotta get the Babas on to reason with this that issue I got there with Ori, you know. One of the Odus that speak of the destiny, where we choose our destiny, is called Obedi. Okay, Obe Odi. Mm-hmm. And in Obe Odi, this is where it is said, this is where every human soul, before leaving Orun, which is, you know, what some people call heaven, you know, that the upper room, you know, before we leave there and headed for our for Earth to become, you know, a human being on Earth, that there is where we get our destiny. Then is when we get our destiny. So we kneel before the forces that be, you know, with the weakness, Oromila Ileri Pin, you know, then, you know, Oromila is like the scribe. He got everything written down. Oh, you say you're going to, let me see. Okay. Okay. You say you're going to be a beggar? Okay. All right. Because you have to do that for somebody? Okay. Oh, you say you're going to, all right. You want to die when you're like 100? Okay. All right, so you're going to be beggar for a whole 100 years, okay. All right, you know what I mean? So not everybody's destiny is the same. So we have all these different people choosing different things, and then, boom, like I said before, we go through what is called the great forgetting, right? So we go through the great forgetting, and then, boom, that's it. But in this same Odu, Ogbedi, it say evil intentions are born, okay? We are not just you having evil intentions for someone, but people having evil intentions for you too. So you see, this is where we could get caught up with the people who do the you know, I call it negromancy. You know, they steal your... They steal, they come try to, you know, they come to, maybe come to Orisha function and try to steal something out of it. They're from the Orisha, yeah. I know people do stuff like that. Believe it. They're so brave, you know. They do stuff like that. Okay? So even in Obedi, so now you're talking about people. You know, for lack of a better word, you know, the Araye, you know, the witchcraft and the things that people, they're born in Obedi too. Because here now you have people, you know, they want to, they capture the evil intentions. They have these evil intentions, you know, and all that comes from, you know, what the eye can see that the eye wants and the eye can't get or the eye don't have, you know, and people get jealous, envious, you know. Hatred, hateful, and all of these type of things. So you have all of these things born, okay, in that sign, okay. So here's where, like, when you see, I don't know if your life have a lot of things that are not going right for you right now. And, I mean, we all have challenges, you know, all the time. But if your life is not going right for you, you know, you need to find yourself to Ifa very fast. You need to find yourself at the feet of Oromila, at the feet of the Babalawo, the Yalifa, whoever is, you know, authorized to do this spiritual reading for you and do your destiny to help you figure it out. Okay? Also, you need to, you know, try, you know, work with this cabeza, work with the head, you know, your ori very, very much, okay? So you can, you know, get out of the slump, get out of the slump, okay? Yeah, that spiritual exchange ain't no joke. It ain't no joke. So we're talking here on True Talks with Ofeofe about our topic entitled Spiritual Exchange, Spiritual Transfer of the Destiny. And in this topic, we're going to talk about some types of spiritual exchange. I was just talking about when people, with the money thing, you know, where, you know, and it could be very simple. They're not a simple thing, just like fixing up a bill, a $50 bill, and next thing you know, your ass can't keep no money in your pocketbook. And somebody else is, you know, money. And even people's energy are so very different. Like, say you bring somebody to live in your house with you, right? And all of a sudden, stop being bright. The house stop being bright. The house start to get dull. you know, that, you know, things start breaking in the house. All of these things start happening, and you be like, why? Because you don't know the type of energy that the person is bringing. And I'm telling you all these things because we are living in a highly, we're more connected spiritually than we know. Okay? And energy is the order of the day. Like some people, they could just call me and I get an instant high just from me talking to them. Okay? And, you know, I mean, it's just, the vibration is just so great. And then other people call me, and, you know, I can look at the phone and be like, oh, boy, let me prepare myself for this. You understand? Because then the vibration is low. Okay? And you got to try, and it's like a tug of war. You're struggling to keep your vibration up, right? So these are the things that, I mean, you know, that we're open to all the time. And I'm not saying go around being afraid and living in fear of other people and what people would do to you. But it's keeping yourself spiritually light, spiritually armed, okay? And, you know, like I said, Orisha, our weapons, they're sophisticated weapons. And they're designed to help us with this, with the Ori. You see, they're designed to help us with this beautiful thing we have here on our bodies. You understand me? So that's, you know, so you got wealth transfer. They can transfer your money. Okay? Next thing you know, you have it. Next thing you know, you don't. Then they're wealthy and you're broke. Oh, man, I recently had something like that done. Let me don't start. I promise to leave that person alone. Anyway, the next one is long life transfer. Now, this is buku serious because this is done in many different cultures. And like I said before, everything has a positive and a negative effect. Which one do you choose? Do you choose to do the positive thing or do you choose to handle it the negative way? Do you want to take and steal somebody's life? Okay? Do you want to steal somebody's life? Or do you want to, even if you're using this energy, if you're exchanging this energy, it would be that their energy enhances your life. It's not like when we were back in the day with, you know, to the Aztecs, you know, they were like, man, and, you know, all the human sacrifices that went on, even in the Yoruba tradition too. Even back in the day, because blood is the ultimate of the ultimate, you know, the blood and the breath. You know, once that is gone, that was like the highest things you could have given to the gods back in the day. You know, the divinities, you know, they say, oh, they're one of us. You know, that's why the Christian people are like, oh, they're demonic. Because of the sacrifices, right? We even still do animal sacrifice today, right? Okay, but, you know, when you talk about energy, that is the highest form of energy because that is the energy of life, blood. Even the plants have their own blood. The animals, other animals have their own blood. Okay? Okay. All right. All the other living beings have their blood, right? So the long life transfer now. This is where an aged person is about to die. And they know that they're going to die, and they transfer their death onto a young person in their family or even outside their family. I know long ago in the Caribbean, even now it goes on, you know, they even say now it goes on in the music industry where, like, you know, know, some of these, you know, famous people have to do exchange, you know, they have to give up family members in order for their fame and fortune. And, you know, I don't buy into, you know, those things because my life is, I'm a celebrity myself, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I ain't buying into like, oh, they're a bad person because they gave up their mama, their sister, their uncle, their cousin, and everybody else, right? But even in the Caribbean, there's something that, you know, a lot of the older folks may know it, and they call D. Lawrence. And that's, you know, with D. Lawrence, I mean, they have a whole ritualistic books and rituals that are done that for people to get wealth and people to get certain things, even things that's probably not even part of their destiny. And but in exchange for these things, you have to give up family members and stuff. Yeah, all of this stuff people do. I mean, we think we know anything. We don't know anything. Because human beings do so many things based on what? Their human emotions and how they want to, and their decision to either take it right or left. You know what I mean? That's how we do. That's how we do with our free will. We just basically, you know, mess with each other all the time, right? So they do that, and, you know, so the person now that is dying, you know, they end up, they're old, but they end up feeling good. They didn't die. Next thing you know, let Joey die or somebody. You understand me? These are the things that happen. These are the things that happen. And how is Joey to know that his grandma, great-grandma, or even father or mother are going to give him up? Even look at where, how, even you hear in some parts of Africa where they're, you know, people are selling their children for money rituals. So they sell in even body parts of their children, you know. They cut off a hand. Sometimes they cut off the breast. I've read things where they cut off the vagina, they cut the breasts off, they cut off the penis, and all of these things are done. And that's where, you know, where they, you know, that's where even spiritualism and African spiritualism gets a very bad name. Because when you talk about African spiritualism, a lot of Christian people feel that it's the most demonic thing ever, because of some of these things that go on. Okay? All right? So you see? So, you know, people got to get with it and realize that what they're doing or what they should be doing is only for their own self-elevation. If they self-elevate, you know, get to a point of a balanced character, then they wouldn't be trying to harm anybody, you know, out of spite, jealousy, anger, hatred, you know, malice, anything like that. They wouldn't want to harm anybody. So the next one, the next type, okay, somebody raised their hand here. Block Talk Radio, I know I'm doing this double thing. I'm always doing this double thing. But the next, I'm always doing the double thing. But the next type of transfer is marriage transfer. I think maybe that one was done to me. Anyway, I don't know if the person did it themselves or somebody else did it. And I really don't care at this point, but this is when one's marital destiny is transferred onto another person. So the recipient will be the one to get married instead. You know, well, even not just get married, but benefit from the marriage. They might be the ones that get married, but next thing you know, they end up in the house, the cat, the dog, and everybody else, even the husband or the wife. You know what I mean? Anyway, while the victim supposedly suffers the marital disappointment for the rest of his or her life. Okay? I just got to say, Olodumare, just help me because, you know, I don't want no bad inclinations, you know. I don't want to have to chop nobody's head off or whatnot. Anyway, But that's part of, that's another one, right? Okay. I've seen this happen many times. Say you get an offer for a job, right? Or you know about this great job that's come up, and you know you're qualified and everything. But you tell your friend Mary, hey, Mary, come go with me to this job interview, you know, and, you know, I'm quite sure they got a job for you, too. And you sure you done got that job. Next thing you know, Mary got the job and not you. Okay? These things happen. This is when one person's position in the working place, you know, maybe they already have the job. It goes to somebody else. People be doing that every minute. And they employ spiritual work to help them get something. You never see them people where they're always the junior. They have the most experience. They even got to train their senior. There's a senior person come in, and then they put you to train and talk about, oh, you know, show, they won't. Next thing you know, they take over the job. The next thing you know, they be the one better one to fire you too. You understand? They get you fired. Okay? So you got this transfer going on, and you got the junior person who is going to be the recipient of the senior co-worker's position, glory at work. So sometimes even the senior person who has seniority in years and experience. And I'm not talking just by not having the credentials alone either, because some people get messed up because they just don't have the paperwork to back them up. Like your years of service and work don't count for nothing anymore. If you don't have that paper, you know, they're not going to look and say, oh, man, they've been doing this for 50 years, you know. And you know, they deserve to get this. They finally put it up to a decent pay grade. And next thing you know, you got some little young punk coming in and getting your job. Okay? So, yay. All of these things happen, people. And you know it. You know it. You know it happens. Okay? Then we have the sickness transfer, right? This is when the sickness of someone is transferred onto another person through, you know, it could happen through by witchcraft and other means of things like that, okay? Because I know in this way of life that I practice called sending that back to sender. Especially now if somebody said something to you, you don't want it. It's not yours. Send it back, okay? Or breaking off of different spiritual things that attack people and try to take away their blessings from them. You know, I do a lot of that. I do a lot of back to sender for people. I do stuff like that, okay? And that's only after divination. I don't just do it because they ask me to do it. If the spirits of that spirit tell me, well, you're the one that took the person's stuff now. Well, now that they sent it back to you now. You're trying to get it off of you, and it belongs to you. You see what I mean? So that's another story, okay? So, you know, even sometimes a way sickness transfer can work just by some people that are empaths, some people who pick up energy from other people very easily, you know, like some people, you know, let me stop right there and just say, like, one of my taboos is not allow a certain kind of woman to touch my back. Okay? And I even got the effects of it by not being aware at the time that, you know, that the person, you know, would harm me. I didn't willingly hug them, but they came up to me from behind and rubbed my back. And instantly, I'm like, what the hell? Why did this person just rub my back? You know what I mean? And when by the time I got home, my whole back where they touched me was swollen. Okay? And it was a spiritual thing, even though it developed as a it manifests as a physical ailment, as a sickness, you see? And, of course, you know, I had to take care of it spiritually and physically in order to get rid of it. Yeah. So, you know, things like these, are, I mean, it's all about the wicked intentions, right? The intentions of what people, because, you know, sometimes people pat you on your back, they mean well. You know, people pat you on your back, but this was like a out of the blue, like, swipe, you know what I mean? Like, cross my whole back, you know what I mean? And I'm like, what the, you know? Next thing you know? So there's an example of, like, say that you have somebody begging alms on the street, right? And maybe the person is a cripple or anything. And the next thing you know, you take and you hand them, and it is like a double whammy because you probably want to give them money, give them some food or give them something. But the minute they touch you, okay, you start feeling like you can't walk. You're like, oh my God, you know what's happening. So people who know they're empaths, and then there are things that you can do. I mean, you can use protective baths. You could do different type of things. You could have, you know, there are things that talismans that repel certain types of energy. I mean, it's almost like why we in Ifa, you know, we wear the Ide of Ifa, and there's a whole long history behind why you see the people who are initiated, and not even some people that are not initiated, but they're given the Ide in order to save their life. Because this is where Oromila, the master diviner of Ifa, Oromila made the pact with Iku, which basically is death. That, hey, you're not going to take this one before her time, buddy. Okay? And that's the beautiful thing about destiny, because we're all, once we're living out our destiny, you know, you basically can be very brave and you can do a lot of things. I mean, don't be an idiot and, like, you know, jump out of a plane without a parachute and say, okay, you're not going to die. Or jump in a fire and, you know, you think you're invincible. Anyway, no, don't be like that. But, you know, that when the malevolent energies or the energies, the heavy energies come at you, true spiritual mechanisms, that spiritual intentions that are not good, that you would survive and you would live. Because, you know, they're going to be like, oh, no. Oh, wow. My homeboy got this. Okay. Hey, can't touch this. You know what I mean? And they're going to be, okay, all right. I'm going to see you another time. You know what I mean? And that's part of the whole situation with energy and how people, what intention people put on energy. So even, like, say, you ever see, like, for instance, I went to this, it had this nail store I used to like to go to when I was living down south, you know. And down south, that's what we call the deep down, the down, you know, like Homestead, all that area. I was living down there. And anyway, in Florida, in Miami, Florida. And next thing you know, so I go there, and now the lady can't speak a lick of English, barely, but, you know, I need nail. You know, I need nail, I need click or gel, you know, so she know I need something, right? Anyway, but something made the lady ask me, spiritual? I'm like, what? You spiritual? Am I spiritual? Yeah, okay. I need clean. No customer, no customer. I'm like, oh my God, I said no customer. You know what? I said, okay, let me give you a reading. Mind you know, I'm talking in English. She got a barely translating person there. But many of what was said, she said she understand because I spoke things that she was familiar with. Because, you know, the ancestors, the Egun, them, they be witnessing everything. So guess what was said? Take and put some fruit offerings and cook this certain meal for your ancestors and put it there in the place. Do your religious devotion and your business, and you will see your business going to start booming again. And that's what she did. Her business started booming again, right? Then she didn't have no time to give me no nails, click, or gel when I went there. Anyway, so this is one way to, like, you know, another way that you have a customer, right? And your customer would patronize your place. All of a sudden, they start going to the shop like two doors down. Two doors down, they start coming to you. Don't care what you do. You can advertise, give discounts, whatever. They're not coming to your store because the transfer already occurred. Especially if you see the other shop owners come visit you when you open. Talking about, oh, so you're opening a nail store. Oh. And they want to walk through the whole shop and touch all your items. They already came with a wicked bad intention. They did not come to congratulate you. Okay? So people got to be, you know, very aware of these type of things. Okay? And there are different ways that, you know, to alter people's destiny, to transfer your destiny. That when you things are supposed to be going good for you, they're not going good for you. Sometimes even you have a girlfriend. Your girlfriend wants your man. Your girlfriend jealous because you married and they not. You understand me? Your girlfriend jealous because people like you and they don't like her. Things of this nature is what happens. It happens all the time. And next thing you know, and it got some people, quote unquote, some witches, right? That they don't even need to put nothing down for you. They just start thinking of an English, in their mind. Okay? They just started thinking. Wow, there's a movie out now, a series on Netflix about that. I think it's called, Erased or Delete. It's called Delete. Y'all should watch it. It's called Delete. This way, this woman, oh my God. Anyway, this woman, don't let her think nothing about you because your girlfriend would just delete you. Anyway. Anyway, so that people like that, they think stuff in their minds and boom, it's done. That's why, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you all, everybody strives to get Iwapuele. You know, I never know I would be one preaching Iwapuele, but I'm telling you, because Iwapuele, as you know, as I'm corrected in the understanding of it, I've come to another level of understanding of Iwapuele. Iwapuele, it ain't got nothing to do with being good character and gentle and all of this stuff. It got to do with being balanced. So if you start tipping over on the other side too much, you know what I mean? You know, you're off balance. Whether you tip, you're being extra too nice or you're being extra too bad, you got to keep it, you got to try to keep it right there. You know what I mean? Because if you don't keep it there, then, you know, on one hand, you could be made to be the fool, and then in the next time, you know, you're evil piece of something. You see what I mean? But we got other ways that we transfer energies, right? We got food. And you know, y'all got to be where, you know, I always have to be made we wear poison and stuff like that. Because, you know, and as heavy set and voluptuous as I am, people always think that I just eat anything, but I don't, especially if I don't know who cook it. And it could be something I like. And if it comes in the house and I'm like, what? Who bought that? And it will stay there till it go in the garbage. And once I don't eat it, nobody else in the house is going to eat it. Okay? So you got to be careful because, you know, there are taboos and things people have when they find out their destiny. You have certain taboos like, don't eat that, don't do that, beware of this, beware of that, and all of this is designed to keep you on your path so you can actualize your own destiny and not have your destiny interrupted by exchange or transfer from other people and their evil intentions, right? So foods, you know, can be another way of transfer, you know, okay? Man, I had somebody put a penny in one in my favorite dish, my favorite Caribbean dish that, you know, they call it potato stuffing. And it's not like with regular potatoes, with the sweet potato, and then you have it spices, and you have it pepper, and have raisins in it. And I love that so much. So out of all the people in the world, why I got to put piece in my mouth that have a penny in it? I'm like, what the hell? You know? And I'm like, you know what? Then when I found out who fixed it, like, the person that told me they fixed it wasn't the person that actually fixed it. It was somebody else. And I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, you could have been going across to the upper room. Okay? So we got these negative forces that transfer and mess with your star. Okay, your star, which they call in a way, what they call your S-E, your say, or your destiny, okay? They mess with your star through food, okay? And negative invocations and incantations and things like that. That's why, people, you all got to stay prayed up. You got to stay guard up. You got to stay blessed up. You understand me? Protect up, okay, and most of all, get your weapons, okay? So in Christian sense of the word, they blame people who are in alternative, and I'm saying they, like Christians, they blame, because these are the things they're teaching left and right. So you get the, you know, get in, and I'm not down in any Christians in their belief in whether they're believing in. I'm down in the Christians for the things that they, the automatic fear. But yesterday they call on the blood of Jesus. So you hear they go back to the blood now. Okay? How many times are you going to kill Jesus? Oh, my God. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus this, and the blood of Jesus in this. Okay? Yeah, I'm gonna stand there gonna kill the man and sacrifice for Jesus. Anyway, so they blame these things on witches, but they lump quote unquote fetish priests, which are, you know, how dare you call the Orisha fetish? Huh? Your angels are not fetish. Why is the Orisha fetish? You know what I mean? And they call, you know, them like voodoo. They call voodoo, you know, bad, juju bad. Everything is bad. But what is bad is what people use in their intention to do something with, okay? All these forces can be used in a positive way, okay? And I'm going to go back to an example with the aged person that is dying, right? It is a fact that when people are aged, you know how even in the social sciences, they have companion animals and things like that that cheer up people, elderly people, like a dog, a cat, or any kind of animal that you take care of, or even to have children around because the children are innocent and they make you feel happy, they make you feel young, and all of this. That is the positive way. You don't have to, like, go to the extent where, like, you know, you're going to kill one of your great-grandchildren, your grandchildren, so you can get, like, maybe a couple of years more of life. You're not going to do that. That's abomination. Oh, hey, whoa. That is bad. Okay? And you hear these stories, a lot of these type of stories coming out of Africa. You even now in this part of, in diaspora, you know, we have all these quote-unquote kidnapping of dark-skinned children and, you know, of women and children, dark skin and organ harvesting and all these things, you know. And these are the things that are real that are happening. So now you're talking, that's a form of exchanging the destiny. Because now they probably were born to, like, grow up and be well, okay, and have a full life. And here go somebody through some ritualistic thing want to now take the life or, you know, take some part of this young person's body to use it for some old dying person somewhere that's rich probably, okay? So even when we go back to these things, when we learn our destiny through Ifa or any of the you know, the African church traditions that practice the divination system, the technology of divination, okay, like working with the binary codes, any system that works with these codes, you know, Orimila, because, you know, they call this Orimila went all over the place spreading this stuff. They even claim that the I Ching is copied from Ifa. Okay? You know the ancient Chinese system, you know, as above, so below the I Ching. Yeah, right. Okay? And so you get with Ifa, you find out what your destiny is, and you work through with Ifa to keep it balanced. Okay, and the things that are not good in your destiny, you definitely want to change to positive. Ifa have ways of you working them out. Okay, sometimes it's not just about an evolve, but sometimes it's actually change in your character, right? That can straighten out all of these things, that can balance out these things, right? Okay, this is what we're talking about here, right? This is what we're talking about. Okay, so you've been listening to True Talks with Ofeofe, and we're live on Facebook, and we're also live on Block Talk Radio with our topic, spiritual exchange and spiritual transfer of destiny. I know that, you know, people, it's not so much about being, you know, I'm not going to, you know, it's what you know and then what you choose to do with what you know. Okay, as a spiritual person or as a person that is delving into spirituality. And I have a lot of people that, I've encountered people that I know they don't have any morals. So like, I don't like necromancy at all. Necromancy would be considered like this. You see my dirty panty and you go take it up and take it to use it to do something. That's necromancy. Necromancy is you go in my cabinet, you take my mixing bowl and take it in the bathroom to wash yourself with. You understand me? Those things like that are necromancy. Okay? Where you now have a very negative intention in what you're doing, and you'll be like, well, what in the world is making you do something? And so the next thing I would urge people to do, always work with your Ori. Okay? See this beautiful thing here? You work with that to balance it, to keep it balanced so the negative thoughts don't overwhelm you to the point of acting on those negative thoughts. Okay? Because this is the way, you know, you can just, you know, some people just, you know, people just get a gun and kill people and everything because what you think, you know, then afterward they'd be like, oh my God, did I kill so-and-so? You understand me? So even with different energies, because that's why we do cleanings, that's why we do ritual ebos, and that's why, you know, we try to work with our heads all the time, because you don't want some negative energy coming at you but cause you to do something that will change your whole destiny. Or even some of your own energy that you're carrying, that you have not learned how to balance it or harvest this energy or harness this energy in a way that you can use it positively. Okay, I was told I have a spirit that walk with me is like, I mean, just to watch the guy is like, oh, my God, you don't want to watch him directly. You want to keep your head like this, you know? Because his gaze alone is fearful. It makes you afraid. You understand? You know, I've had, like, people, other people that can see and stuff, you know? So I go to, like, you know, the bimbe, or I go to some, you know, some party, some celebration or something, and I'm gleefully, I've got my gift in my hand, I go, and then they're like, oh, espérate, señora. Then they go get somebody that speaks English to tell me, please tell my ego to wait outside. Tell my spirit man wait outside. Because he coming like, like he's a guard. So he coming like, hey, let me see what's going on. So I don't tell him wait outside. What I tell him is, okay, just don't be watching the people so intently. And you could come in with me, but just chill. Don't make a move unless I say so. You know what I mean? Because this spirit comes out as a protector spirit, right? And ready for war, ready to pounce on anybody that make a wrong move and everything. I even had one Babalawo tell me he wanted to remove that spirit from me, you know? And, you know, I've had a lot of encounters with this spirit where people are like, oh, my God, this spirit is crazy, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But I've been knowing that this spirit has been there from the time I did Ocha. And this, they tell me, okay, just make sure, don't get mad with anybody, don't hit anybody, because that spirit can accidentally kill them, and then you'll be getting left holding the gun, the smoking gun, whatever, right? So these type of things that people got to learn about themselves, right? And my recommendation is, you know, true Ifa, that you get to understand these things, especially about your destiny. That's the first thing that you should be trying to, you know, realize on your spiritual walk in trying to defend yourself and all these things. And once you know that, then you find out which orishas with the S, you know, which divinities are there to assist you directly and everything and everything. And then you begin to understand and work with this divinity to help you navigate yourself and help your Ori stay on the right path and actualize the destiny if it's not one of, because nobody's destiny is all good and all bad, okay? Let me just say that. Okay? Okay? But some of us choose a very hard path to walk, and then some of us actually get intertwined in other people's stuff because somebody else done switch up on you. Somebody else done transfer their stuff on you. Even from babies. Even if they try to steal stuff from little babies. Okay? Okay? So you know, these are things that we have to be aware of. Okay. So you have anybody raise their hand here? Any questions? Let me see my Facebook people, because my Facebook people, I know you all are with me. Ashe to you too. The grandma does that. She washes her money and dries it and prays and spray them down with her favorite scent. Yeah, your grandma and me came from the same school. Yeah, we come from the same school because I don't play with that money, buddy. I mean, if I'm going to keep it in my purse, you know, I wash it down. It be smelling so good, you know. And I do things like this. I separate money. I don't keep all the same money in the same place. Okay, you got a place for the ones, the fives, the tens, the twenties, the fifties, the hundreds. Okay, you got a place for them. I don't keep all of them the same, even in my wallet. And I learned that from men. Women, we tend to take money, crush it up, and throw it in our bag. You know, that's why you never know how much money you have. Okay? You never know how much money you have. Okay? Okay. Joseph, I love you so much. You ask, how does a person find their true destiny? Okay? You go to Ifa, Joseph. You find a diviner, and you go there, your destiny always is revealed to you in Ifa through the name of your birth mother. Okay? And if you don't know your birth mother, it becomes a little bit more complicated, but it comes through the birth mother. Okay? We don't never ask you who your father is. But your father could be the creator. You know what I mean? Your father could be. You could be immaculately conceived. You understand me? Anyway, but we don't do that, right? We ask through the mother's name and her birthday and your name and the birthday, and then the divination takes place. And the reason why we're able to do that is because it is said that when we all were coming from the place we call heaven, okay, from the upper room, right? We're coming, and we go, and we sit at the foot of Olodumare, which is basically translates as Creator God, right? And we sit there, and we say, we tell Olodumare what we're going to do, what we're going to be, who we're going to be born to, and all the whole shit shebango. We discuss it, and we lay it out. And then Olodumare just gives his blessings, okay, or her blessings, or its blessing, and then boom. But while you're there confessing all of that, there is Orumila witnessing. That's why they call Orumila Ileri Ipin, witness to creation, because Orumila got that Odu. So now you come now, but you don't forget. And you find your way to Ifa, like how I am telling you now. You're like finding your way to Ifa if you're not already found your way to Ifa. I'm telling you how to find your way to Ifa, right? And so you found your way to Ifa, right? And then the Babalawos and the Iyas, they get together and they have like a serious session where they pull down through prayers, rituals, and everything, and they pull down your destiny that was written in the book of life for you to know exactly what you said and what would be your experience and which Orishas came to assist you with the most things that you have to handle. And all the Orishas assist you at one point or the other. But their main ones that actually decided, well, right then and there, listen, oh, if she's going to have a love trial this time, let me go with her. That's so shown. Okay, my mama. Okay? Oh, no, she's going to be fighting all these people. That's Ogun, my baba. You see what I mean? So they come as your parents. Okay? Okay? So I just did a show I did a class on the ancestors, and I don't know what you all say, but if we call in the Orisha, because the Orisha call us Omos, which is child. So when you're initiated to an Orisha, they say, oh, you're a child of Oshun, you're a child of Ogun, blah, 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 right? So if we are children, what are they to us? Aren't they our ancestors? Aren't the Orisha our ancestors, right? And I ain't talking about Bible thumping Mary that was from yesterday. Okay, you're talking primordial ancestors, right? So we have these deities, these divinities, and they even come in energies, these energies that are there to assist us, you know, with our trial in life so we can be, you know, we can get with the program. Okay, so I hope that kind of helped you understand it, Joseph. Right? You know, give me a thumbs up or something, Joseph. Give me a like or something. Give me a love. You know, so let me know that you know I the explanation was well enough for you. I mean, but you know, you can call me Joseph. Okay, call me. Let me put my number down, 786, all right, 325-5239. That's my number. So, okay? So you can call me, you know, if you want to read it so I can steer you in the right direction, you know, call me and then we can go from there. But, yeah, that's how it's done, okay? Now, the next thing I want to talk about, I mean, we're boiling down. Now we have like a half an hour. So nobody don't have no question about anything. Nobody not raising their hand to say exchange of the spirit. Okay? Nobody questioning the transfer of the energy and how you keep from, you know, keep yourself from these type of things happening to you. Anybody raise their hand? Okay. I'm telling you that this is it, you know. This is what's going on. I really appreciate you guys hanging in there with me. I know, you know, the spirits will be trying to stop you one way or the other. I mean, the most difficult ones to deal with in terms of spiritual transfer and, you know, like messing up your energy is those that came from the heaven too. Okay, because guess what? You know, they're like the if we're in the matrix, they would be considered the men in black, right? That keep us, you know, the men with the shades. They're the ones that will try to stop us from manifesting our highest destiny, from actualizing our highest destiny. All right, so we have a hand raised here. I know somebody's so brave. I know why they're brave, because they choose me as their mama. Area code 786.
Hello, hello.
Yes, you're on the air. You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I just have to say that it doesn't necessarily mean that the person, like what you say in the transfer, bull, like when somebody living in your house or they're around you and stuff like that, it doesn't mean that they have bad intentions or they're, you know, trying to mess something up for you. It just has to do a lot with what their spiritual level is. You know what I'm saying? Like they could be,
exactly,
you know, breaking stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, breaking stuff in your house or messing up your money and this and this and that, and it's not really intentional, you know, but it has to do with their spiritual level. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So my caller on Lock Talk Radio, for you guys on the live, is saying that it's not necessarily the person's intention, maybe. If you have somebody in your house, for example, that breaks stuff and do stuff, it's their level of spiritual energy. So they haven't risen to a certain type of level. So certain things happen to them because they themselves, you know, they might not willfully try to break anything or use anything or do anything that's not supposed to be done. But they, you know, their level of their spiritual elevation is not up to the point where they understand that by doing that, that would be a very bad thing to do. You're so right. You're so right, daughter, you know. I'm so happy I brought you to the world. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're so right. You're so right. That is the truth, because all the time it's not the person's intention, you know. It's not because they're being attacked by some negative spiritual force, but it's because their level of understanding, their spiritual level of elevation. And that's another thing with Ori, where you can get to the place, and Iwakwele, you know, balanced character, where you can get your Ori to the balanced character, then you would realize things like that. You'll be able to even discern, but how do you help the person that is not up to your spiritual level? You know, I mean, how do you help them? And it's not even in an instant how you can help them either. You know, it would take time for you to begin to help them. Okay? That's why I keep urging everybody, you know, look to Ifa, because Ifa is the most sophisticated weapon ever. So you look to Ifa, so Ifa can, you know, guide you along the way, especially when you know your destiny, you know? How does someone know they get bad money? Oh, somebody asked, how do someone know? Because I like this question. How do someone know they get bad money? Well, money become money transferred through many, many hands, you know?
Yep.
Money transfers through many hands. So you really even don't know where the bad energy is coming from. Even if you get bad money, for example, you know, some of us have vibes and we pick up certain vibes from people and then we feel like, okay, that money ain't no good or something, something. So I'm always like, prevention is better than cure. So that's why I always watch the money. I don't care who gives me the money. I always watch the money for a lot of reasons. I watch the money because it's, you know, to me, I wash up all the, you know, because the hands touch, the hands even have feces on it. Because a lot of people go to the bathroom, though. They don't wash their hands after they use the bathroom. You know what I mean? A lot of people do that. I've seen it. I've done and observed people go in the bathroom. I'm like, oh, wow, the pipe broke, you know. This time nothing is wrong with the water. They just come and use the toilet and go right out. Especially at places like airports and things like that. I've seen it in public places. So the money now, you go, you touch the money, you go pay for food, all of this stuff. You go buy some food, you pay, you touch on the money, your money, and over time, the money gets all this nastiness on it, right? It makes perfect sense to wash it. Okay? But you know, every time I do something like that, it's ritualistically done for me, and it becomes a spiritually positive thing that I'm doing.
Yes.
So I'm going to wash the money, make it smell nice, make it look new even, because you know you straighten it out and it gets flat and then it doesn't look all crushed up and everything. And then boom, you know, and it looks like when you do that, then it goes from one place to the next and it just brings blessings back. You know, but I mean, it's just something I do. Me and telling Marie's grandma do the same thing. You see? So that's something, you know. So I understand. So hello? Yes? Okay, who I'm hearing now? I'm hearing somebody else on the line. Miss Queen, you're still on the line with me?
Hello?
Miss Queen, you're still on with me? Okay. So we have Miss Queen that made that comment, which was very good. Very good. Very good. Because, you know, it's not everybody that have bad intentions that, but you could know that the person has some, you know, negative energy around them or some sort of energy that's causing these things to happen to them, you know, like they break stuff and all this type of stuff. So I firmly believe in rituals, ritual bathing, you know, where you take just things you can do to break off negative energy. And basically, a lot of natural things and very simple things that we have in our house, in our homes, can be used to get rid of negative energy. That's why people smudge. That's why people burn incense. That's why people burn scented candles. That's why people clean their homes, period. You know, use soap and water. That's why people clean their bodies. And, you know, that's why you try to keep your house as neat as possible and things like that, so you don't pick up different kinds of negative energy. Okay, we have another brave soul raise their hand here. Area code 470, you're on live on True Talk with a Fair Faith.
Oh, boy, boy, yeah, mama.
And then tell me. Ashe, 470. Ashe, Obatu, Ashe, Ray, Worry, Wolfoon, how are you?
I'm doing good.
How is King?
Can you hear me? He's good.
Yes. Very good.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to put my opinions about the money because, you know, I'm a server. So when I do receive money and when I take it home, I put it in some Florida water and I mix it in with water and I let it soak in there about a day so it can cleanse the money.
Uh-huh.
And I also, before I spend my cash money, I also bless my money so it can come back to me.
Ashe, very good. Florida water is a very strong scent, you know? It's not as sweet as if you lose, like, a sandalwood-based cologne, like 1800, or a patchouli, you know? And all those things are, like, something like a money-drawing thing, too. So you can use patchouli and things like that, you know? So it, because the Florida water has these qualities that they attract spiritual energy, right? Instead of repel. They can repel too, but they attract certain types of energy. You understand? With the scent,
yeah.
And how it smells. Yeah. You know? So, but that's very good because, yeah, that's the thing to do. So even I remember my great aunt, you know, she was a very highly spiritual reader, you know, my Auntie Carrie. And Auntie Carrie, when you go read with her, and if you have money, she just tell you put it down. And even in the Lukumi, when you're a new initiate, you know, the Yawo, you know, you spend a year in white clothes. So when you go there, now you don't handle exchange money from hand to hand. There are a lot of other taboos too, but you don't exchange money from hand to hand. You go and you put it down. And if you know a lot of being here in Florida, they know that, listen, some people would get offended when you don't put the money in their hand. But other people, you know, you put it down, and when they're giving it back to you, you just signal for them to put it on the counter and you pick it up yourself. You see? Because hand-to-hand transfer has something to do with mother is Abiyamo, pregnancy is Odu. Baba Sheyi, you need to explain to me what you mean by that, because I'm not picking up on what you mean. Mother is Abiyamo, and pregnancy is Odu. So it has something to do with why we use the mother name to pull the Odu. Oh, I get it. I think I got it. Yes, I think I got it. Yes. Okay, so that's another explanation, Joseph, about why the mother's name is used to pull the Odu, because he says Odu is pregnancy. Pregnancy is Odu. Yeah, because, you know, Odu come out of the womb, you know. So you got to look at it like it's pregnancy. You got to look at it like pregnancy. Uh-huh. Yes, and the Abi Iyamo. The Abi Iyamo, I got you. Yeah. So, you know, you've been listening to True Talks with Ofeofe, you know, and we have our topic, spiritual exchange and spiritual transfer of destiny. And we're talking live on Facebook, and we're live on Block Talk Radio. And, of course, we're going to work with it there. I'm really trying to stick with our programming. Talking a lot about destiny a lot, because a lot of us need to, you know, get with that program of, you know, knowing who we are and getting our level of spiritual energy, getting ourselves more balanced with our character, with Ori, and that way, you know, we would avoid a lot of offending and offensive things that we do even unawares to us. And also we can become more aware of those different type of energies that are adverse to us, and then how to deal with these different kind of energies, right? Okay. So if my guest Baba Sheyi Sotubo would embrace me, I would like to invite him to come and speak on our next program. Probably would be next Sunday. If not that Sunday, then the Sunday after that, on the more about our destiny, because he is more and far more in terms of the Yoruba concept or the concept of, you know, the Oduwa concept. Let me just say that, the Oduwa concept of destiny and how it relates in Yoruba language, how it translates more clearly to us, right? About how our destinies are all about and everything. It's just, you know, I just get amazed. And, you know, one of the most interesting things about the destiny and getting to know the destiny and getting linked and accepting the Ifa and being in link with, like, you know, knowing how to use your weapons. Ifa is this, Ifa is like, buddy, it's out of this world weapon, yeah. And yeah, so knowing how to use your weapons is the fact that we can get to Ifa and begin our journey in this understanding of how we're supposed to be balancing out everything, you know. Let me see if I can get the balance way down here. You know, how we can balance out everything. Yeah. And then you realize that life is much sweeter than you thought it would have been, even though you may have trials that you have to go through, and you'll be able to overcome them with more ease, right? Instead of, you know, starting a big war, you know, you could win the war without even fighting. Imagine, okay? So that is the beautiful thing about Ifa. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to give shout out to everybody that was listening and give a good thank you. Okay. Okay. Wait a minute. Telling Marie, you said, I was just telling people there, be careful of who does your head cleaning. Oh, yeah, buddy. That's right there. Because they may be doing the opposite of what they are supposed to be doing, as in fixing someone's head, to control and manipulate them, and even to create confusion and any other sort of things that do not align the person properly with their ori. Girlfriend, you said it. You said it. You said it. And that is the truth. Because I once had somebody complain to me that how his baba, when he do the do ballet, you know, when he go down to salute his baba, that his baba used to put his shoe on his head. And he said, from the time the baba started putting his shoe on his head, you know, he wouldn't touch him to raise him up. He would put his foot and with his shoes on top of the crown of his head. And he said, he just, you know, his spirit never set right with it, and he thought he had to just go along with it until next thing you know, a big confusion, and he was in a great war with his baba and his Iya, who were separated, and eventually my good friend, he died. Ibaye Tunu. I'm not going to call the name because I don't want to bear no blame. But yeah, and you know, and he died. He was a practicing Ifa priest too. And he died, you know, it looked like the Iamis got him, you know. But he died. And, you know, I was so sad about it, you know. But yeah, that, you know, and for me, even with certain things like that, like when I got initiated to Orisha, I was told, and I don't remember which Orisha told me, but it's in my Ita, that I cannot bow my head on the floor to no one. I must bow my head to the Orisha. not to a person. Okay? And it was very confusing to me at the time because, you know, it is said that when you do ballet, you know, in front of your elders, that you're actually thanking them and receiving their blessing, especially when they stand to raise you up and greet you. You know what I mean? And my godmother, she denied me from doing that. Even after I was told that by the Orisha, she was the one who told me, no, I cannot do that. I cannot be bowing and, you know, bowing and stuff to people like that, you know. But it also has to do with my own Ori, my own elevation and my Ori in terms of, you know, how is the queen bowing to the queen? Because that's another bowing to anybody. Do you see the queen bowing down to people? Her crown is going to fall off, you see? So even, you know, the name that I was given is, you know, it might not be a regular Yoruba name, but you know, Lukumi is a little bit different. But it's Lade Orun. So basically, you know, like translated, like to be crowned in heaven then. But that doesn't mean that I didn't have to come here to the world and not and be without a crown. So that's why when in the Lukumi, when you bake Ocha, or you receive Orisha, the ceremony of the Orisha in the initiation, they say you're being crowned. That's why they call it that. You see? So that's a serious thing right there that you're talking about, Ellen Marie. You know, about the head cleanings and stuff like that. And, you know, I urge people, that's okay. You see? That issue right there, too, is one of the reasons why I encourage people to do, and I got cursed out for this because one day I posted it in one group and told them, listen, this is how you do Ibori for yourself. You can do it yourself. This is how you clean your own head. This is how you're going to pray to your own head and stuff like that. And, I mean, I even got kicked out of the group, you know, telling me I'm giving away secrets. I'm like, that's no secret. Is it a secret that you have a head, that you have an Ori? Is it a secret? How is it a secret? You know? So anyway, I got, you know, banned from the group and everything. Anyway, and but you can do these things. You know, I have something that I call self-head-rogation. And I give it to people. I say, because guess what? You in Timbuktu, I'm here in Florida. So, you know, ain't no way I could bring you, are you going to catch a plane and come here from the shrine to get it done? No. What if nobody, your godparent, nobody there to do it for you, right? Okay, we have 90 seconds and I'm gonna end before Black Talk Radio. You know, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody for participating, those who called, who had patience and who had this. You know how to know that something was wrong and hit me up with the number and all of this, and thank everybody for participating. Now, if you want to stay on a little while, if you don't hang up, it's going to go over a little few minutes and then it's going to hang up by itself. But so I'd like to end anyway by saying that, you know, so you do these things, and that's another issue that we're going to talk about with my brother, Sheyi Sotubo, about the Ori icon. It's very important for me to touch on that subject, the Ori icon and how the Ori icon is being used as a catalyst to help people begin to work with their Ori, okay? Because a lot of people, you tell them, hold your head and pray, you tell them certain prayers, or you tell them, wash your head with a certain thing, and they'd be like, what? What are you talking about? But, you know, they have the Ori icon, and they get in the habit of taking care of the Ori in a ritualistic way. Okay? Ashe. Yes, I was telling you, people be careful who they, that's right. Yes, Ashe. Ashe Aja, how are you? Shouting out everybody. Giving everybody a shout out right here, all my beautiful people. Thank you all for tuning in. Anybody have any questions on on the live. You know, you can. Greetings, Nana. Greetings from Bono region of Ghana. Ashe, giving thanks. Greetings. Thank you for tuning in, Nana. Thank you for tuning in. Mm-hmm. You know, but one thing my daughter said, and I want to end with this, what my daughter spoke about our level of development, right? A lot of us that are into these African or these spiritual traditions, let me don't say African, I'm just say spiritual traditions because, you know, they vary from place to place. Need to help us, especially the people that are seeking to understand themselves, ourselves, where so we can get to this level, you know, the balanced level. So even when we're showing, teaching how to do something, okay, we can teach, and it also, it don't have to be like, okay, I'm teaching this and you pay X amount of money to get taught this if you want to be taught this. But if you're going to be demonstrating about a certain energy, it makes perfect sense for you to teach about a certain energy and not have people to be dependent on you, but for people to actually get to the point where they can use this energy to help themselves, right? Okay? Okay? So even if you teach about the Orisha, you teach about the Orisha, here it is, you don't have any Orisha, but you now want to go, and this is the other end. You now want to go and teach about Orisha, but you don't have the Orisha, so you don't have the actual vehicle to really see how it works. You only heard or you read a manual, and you figure, oh, I know how to drive this Lamborghini, or I know how to operate this high-tech gun, right? And you start, like, you know how to operate the gun, but you really don't know how to operate the gun because you're not in a place where you can learn from others. You're only in a place where you're telling others what you think the gun is all about, right? So we need to share more, okay, our knowledge, our wisdom, our understanding of how things are done and follow suit. And all those of us that are following don't need to try, you know, think we our head is bigger than the teacher, and jump ahead and do things, okay? So we all need to just be humble and try to understand or overstand our own ways and overcome our own faults and all of these things, okay? And share if your way of overcoming a fault might be good for somebody else, that they might understand you too, that you are telling them something about yourself, but they relate because it's happening to them too. So we never think that we're the only know-it-all, or we're the all-in-all, you know, and we're the only one suffering from something. They have so many different people that are going, you know, certain things are happening to them. So I want to thank everybody. You know, I have a great spectrum of guests today, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in with me. Yes, Joseph said an hour ago, some negative energy is trying to stop you from sharing this. Uh-huh, I believe it, you know, but guess what? They didn't stop me, right? Anyway, you know, that's how life goes. Life goes like that. You will find blocks along the way, and different things can happen, you know. And to be aware of something happening is key. And then the next thing is to be how you're going to handle the information or the energy that's coming at you. Okay? So you don't succumb to anything. Okay? Even if the program was totally messed up today, it would still, to me, be like a success, and it wouldn't stop me because I would come back another time and say, okay, our program got messed up, let's do it again. right? Okay? So you all have a wonderful day. You all have a wonderful day, the rest of the day, and blessings to each one of you, your family. And, you know, just do you and be happy, right? I hope to see you next Sunday, and I'll give you a heads up on what we will be talking about. But I hope my guests can join me, Baba Sheyi Fotugu, and we can talk more about Ori and Destiny. So this is like, this is our key topic. I mean, one of the profound things the brother just said at the conference that was held on June 1st at the United Nations office. I think that was Washington, D.C. One of those things was that, one of those things was that, I think I still have somebody online with me that I'm hearing background. One of those things that was said was that we're, as dark-skinned people, we're in a big crisis right now. And we've forever been in this crisis because it's a crisis of our cultural identity, you know, who we are, you know, as peoples around the world, the dark-skinned people who we are, that we're definitely not black, we're not really Yoruba, we're not African, we're not African descent, okay? And if you want to term us in based on our skin color, then the word that they would use in Yoruba is Adulawo, right? We are Adulawo, or we are, you know, children of Oduwa, we are Oduwa people, you see? So it sounds more better than calling yourself black and all these things. And we know what the word black means to us in our psyche. Is all showing us something that is bad, and, you know, oh, black magic, black skin, black everything is bad. You know what I mean? And that is something that we have to change. Okay, even black, as President Obama said, has no standing at law, meaning, well, it does not count when it comes to commerce. Okay, that, you know, like the word black meaning, or your status as black, you don't have no say in nothing. You don't have no say and no share in the wealth. Okay, so let's keep that in mind. Thank you all, and we're going to end with Sila Kuti, who talks about suffering and smiling. Let's stop doing that.
Mhm. Okay. All right, Block Talk. What you saying?
Africans, please listen to me as Africans, and you non-Africans, listen to me with open mind. Suffer for world, now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that. Suffer for world, now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that. Ah.